Harry, play it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If you can stand it, I can. Missing
someone. Hey, how's it going? This is Rushul Maitia.
And this is Sahish Nuhanamansetti.
And welcome back to Dear Nun. How's it going, Sahishnu?
My life's going good. We're recording this episode, like, at peak night, and...
Oh, yeah, it's 12:42 in the morning.
Yep.
We get really good sounds right after midnight, I think.
Yeah.
You know, the acoustics are good, everybody's asleep.
The cicadas quiet down.
The cicadas quiet down, everybody's heading to bed.
Yep.
So, yeah, this is the first episode. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us on our little journey. Let me just give a little background for the podcast. We are both rising sophomores at Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology in Northern Virginia. It's currently ranked number one in the whole nation. I'm very proud of that. I don't know why, but we are. And
I think it's number one to USA News, if I'm right.
Yes, to new USA News has a whole list. It's very interesting.
And we are number one.
we are number one. I have a shirt that has a screenshot of the USA News list. It's very nice. Yeah, so TJ is it's a different school. Usually when people are normally going to high school, your high school is sort of decided for you. It's just where you live. But here up in Northern Virginia, with all the rich Asians, we actually have a opportunity to apply to Thomas Jefferson. And so, yeah, both of us made it in somehow. And we're here.
I don't even know how I got in.
I don't think anybody does, but we are going to be talking about this one Facebook group. It's very synonymous among TJ students, but if you haven't heard of it, it's called TJ Vents. There's also, I know a lot of the big universities do it. I don't know, like it's called Berkeley Truths or something, I don't know, but basically it's an anonymous posting platform where students can, anybody, can submit, little blurs of text, basically venting out their feelings, about the school, about, their life, family, friends, relationships, etc. We're just gonna be going through, doing a little bit of psychoanalysis. I don't know, that's a bad connotation, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Just to give a little background about myself, I also live in Northern Virginia, where I go to school. I'm Indian, 14, about 6 foot, single.
Ready to mingle.
I'd say I'm fairly interested in computer science. Current sysadmin of TJ. I just became one last month.
I'm really excited about that. What does it take to become a sysadmin?
Yeah, so it was a big program. It was about 80 people who started out. Five of us made it.
Wow.
And so we are going to be running TJ's intranet. It's called Ion. So TJ has its own website, which basically runs a big part of the school,
like you do.
And so we're going to be doing that among a few other things.
That's pretty dope, but that's not why we're here today, right? So,
No. Do you want to give a little bit of background about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm 15. Yeah. I'm a rising sophomore. I'm more into like biology and DNA stuff, but things can change.
Yeah, you're more of a science person,
but...
No, I have a lot of respect for the... For the people who take the science route, because I know it's definitely
yeah, but like right now I'm not really sure what I'm doing. I'm just enjoying it right now, just trying to stay as relaxed as possible, especially in a very stressful environment TJ provides. So,
yeah. And I think we'll be taking a pretty deep dive into really how stressful that environment can get and how far it can push students. We have our first TJ event. It's going to be the main topic of this episode. The episode is titled Welcome to TJ. And so I'm going to go through, just give it a quick little read in my nice, relaxing voice. Or so I'm told. I don't know. So yeah, this event was submitted 17th of August, which was last Monday, 7:54 p.m. All right. I just wanted to give my two cents on how I've felt about the serious stresses that TJ poses to people on a daily basis. I think that the work people do here is seriously underplayed by everyone else, and we seriously need to rethink our mindsets about how we view our work as a whole. Before I started here, everyone, literally everyone, was just, TJ is so competitive. That's all I heard. And I kept hearing that year after year, and I just kept wondering, what are we competing for? I mean, honestly, is it who can get into the best college? Because that doesn't matter one bit. You could go to Harvard or Tech for your undergrad and get the same jobs. This is literally what my aunt and uncle did, the same exact schools. Are we competing for better grades? Grades are really the worst representation of effort. So what are we competing for? Man, what an interesting start.
Dang, like already first paragraph we're in and it's already hit us with like a question that might seem very stupid to ask at first, but when you really ponder it, it's very, you know, you're like, oh dang, he's kind of right. What are we competing for?
Yeah, I had a very similar epiphany when I was going through the application process. And after I got here, you know, midway through freshman year, I kept wondering because, you know, I don't know if you have the same experience as me, but I'm always told that TJ is super competitive, it's hyper competitive environment. And you know, I guess I wonder the same thing. You know, what are we competing for? What is it that makes TJ so competitive? Because to those of you who don't know, the application process for TJ is pretty rigorous. Some would say there's quite a bit left to be desired. However, it's not the easiest program, especially coming straight out of middle school. You have 12 and 13 year olds competing for this very prestigious position at this very prestigious school.
Yeah, and like your middle school is pretty notable for having a lot of kids going into there. I mean, there's a lot of competition from your middle school.
There are five counties.
Yeah.
One of them isn't actually a county, I think. I'm not sure. I think it's just a town, but it is a county. It's weird.
You got like Arlington, you got Fairfax, Prince William, and Loudoun. Falls Church, yeah, it's kind of classified as a city, but I'm not sure about that.
Fairfax is the school that TJ is technically in. It's the county of Fairfax. But, about half of the incoming class is coming from Fairfax, or a little bit more. I'm not sure about the exact numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And then second, we have Loudoun, which is my county.
And mine too.
And his. The school that I went to usually sends the most people to TJ, which is, I don't know, that's pretty elitist, but
I mean, you're not wrong.
Right. And so how many people came from your middle school station?
So if I'm right, I think seven people got accepted. Four people decided to go, and the others went to the academies.
Okay.
I hear that there's a lot more popularity for the academies now. I don't know why, but yeah.
It's an interesting program. I think it was about 20 people who came from my school. I think that's the most people who came from Latin from one school.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so getting back on track, really, what do we compete for? Because what they said in the first paragraph, it's not wrong. There definitely is some truth to what they said. But what are we competing for? Because this is a very competitive environment. People are very, very two-faced, as so I've come to learn, with how they can be, you know, when it comes to social relationships as compared to actual school.
I mean, the way I've experienced it is that people say it's very competitive, but like if you kind of like shy the competitiveness aside, and like it's not really what TJ is for. It's not like a pressure cooker where you basically get the best grades and all. I usually find it as like a place where you can learn new things. It's like an opportunity that you probably won't be able to have like in a high school. Like the learning style here is different from learning style in high school, but that may become the same soon, depending on what happens in the future, you know.
So you have a more optimistic mindset on what TJ actually is.
I try to keep it optimistic. I try not to see the true reality of TJ, and I try to like not make myself like succumb into the competition. So yeah.
Well, I think that's why we're here. We're really trying to peel back the true reality of TJ.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, let me go on to the next paragraph. Why is TJ so competitive? What made it so hard that TJ now has a survival rate linked to its graduation rate? It's not. TJ has become something similar to a sick and twisted social experiment designed to take the most interesting and amazing and talented and funniest people and squeeze every amount of stress out of them, and it needs to stop. TJ is the result of what happens when you take the Asian parent mindset, the kids from middle school who never seem to actually do any work but still got straight A's, and put them in a college, possibly grad school environment with zero transitional assistance. I mean, TJ really isn't what he used to be 10 years ago. 10 years ago, these kids would go to NASA for their iPad projects. 10 years ago, these kids would get grants for a whole fucking room of fish tanks for their senior research project. And 10 years ago, these kids would make groundbreaking discoveries. TJ kids today, there's none of that, because TJ has switched to what I'll call standardized learning. What an interesting second sentence. So to those of you who don't know, TJ, as a community, we suffered a recent loss of one of our rising seniors. It was very tough for the whole community. And so to say that TJ has a survival rate linked to its graduation rate, it's a very interesting statement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. There is truth to what Anon is saying. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
And I think as the event goes on, Anon's viewpoint is that we've taken the Asian parent mindset. TJ is, I forgot, it was 63 for our class, right? 63%, something close.
Yeah.
You know, it's around 63 or 60% every year. So yeah, our class is 63% Asian American. Right after that, it's white, then Latino, Latinx, Latinx, and then African American. And so yeah, I definitely understand, you know, the Asian parent mindset. I think a lot of us do. It's really not a result of what our parents, like, it's not a result of their personality, is what I think. I think it's a result of the environment that they grew up in back home, you know, back in their native countries. because most of us are either first or second generation Americans, or at least I'd like to think so. But the Asian parent mindset, it's a result of, you know, I know this definitely rings true for me because it's still happens with my cousins. They're still treated like their parents were, where, you know, grades are everything, you know, study hard. You will not get anywhere in life if you don't get into a good college. You always have to be the top of your class. You know, that's just that competitive mindset that that I had driven into me at birth.
I would like to also add something to that. So like a few, like maybe a month ago during this pandemic, I asked my mom, what was it like taking like a test in India? And she was like, it's pretty tough. And then I was like, maybe just to challenge myself, maybe I'll give it a try. So I gave it a try. It was biology related. And like, I looked at the questions and I was like very shocked at like the way the questions were formatted. It's like as if they were like sucked out of a textbook, and it was like more so rote memorization instead of like,
that's correct,
applying
that, that
it
is correct.
Like the main thing here is like we're like mostly from the Asian parent mindset, what one thing I've kind of seen is like you get, it's all about rote memorization and like not like applying it in real life.
Yeah, and so I think as Anand starts to talk about transitional assistance, I think it was definitely hard for me, because when I came to TJ, I was expecting it to be like middle school, but just, you know, a little bit harder. But really, when I came here, I came to understand that the type of work and the type of questions that were asked and the type of, you know, questions that we have to ask, it's a very application-based school. Hopefully it's a different teaching mindset that some of the teachers have here.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like, you know, math. Miss Coffee, she was all about application. You would never get problems on the test that were just wrote. You would always learn something new taking the test.
Yeah, because like if you were just to like memorize like the quadratic formula, like, what use would it have to you in real life? Like there has to be like a way you can apply it in real life, right? Because like, why should we be taught stuff? It's a common question. Why should we be taught stuff that's not really gonna be useful later in life, when in reality it might be useful later in life depending on what path you go through?
Yeah, no, that's definitely true. So I think people aren't really well prepared for what the very harsh transition of moving from, you know, rote memorization of middle school to the more application based environment that we have here. And it was definitely hard on a lot of people I knew. It was definitely hard on me because this wasn't something that I really understood, application.
One thing I'd like to call out is how Anand has stated that TJ has switched to what I'll call standardized learning. I mean, like, Anand's not wrong. Like,
that's also true.
Yeah, many people like load APs. It's very common in this school. I mean, like,
yeah,
it's not a bad thing if you feel like you're fine with it. Yeah, sure, but like, it doesn't seem like it's a good thing to do because like, APs are just really like a title, right?
Yeah, I mean that's a bit of truth to that. I mean, you also do get to skip the class in college if your college does accept it, but I think it's also because people have an internal feeling that, you know, it'll look good on their transcript or it'll.
Yeah, it's kind of like honors in middle school, like.
Yeah,
you wouldn't want to be taking like academic U.S. history in like seventh grade or something.
Yeah, we all, you know,
take
an honors class. Why would you ever want to take academic? You know, and it was like no difference at all.
Yeah, maybe the pacing would have been different, but like,
yeah. So moving on to third paragraph, Anand was talking about how TJ really isn't what he used to be 10 years ago. And I have an uncle. I think he's class of 2010, 2011, somewhere early 2010s. And so I love talking to him about what his experience was like here, because us being 23, I think we're the first class to not have experienced renovations.
Yeah, because, or let alone like a full year, especially considering that being our first year in TJ.
Yeah, that's true. And I know we'll definitely have to address the pandemic in a later episode. That's gonna be a fun one.
Like, I gotta admit, we're kind of like half-baked freshmen, considering that we haven't like done the robot project formally.
I was kind of there.
I was kind of there, but you didn't get the stress that other classes had before.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
Yeah, no, I'll take that. That's definitely true. But I mean, I feel like I got a bit of the authentic freshman experience while it lasted. I can't say the same is going to be able to be said for the class of 24. It's gonna be interesting to see what type of freshman they become. You know, is
considering it's like completely online.
Yeah, it's gonna be a different group of freshmen, I think, because everybody before them has gone through that rude awakening of freshman year. You know, make it or break it sort of vibe. You know, you'll take all the hardest classes and you'll be like, oh shit. You know, what do you do coming to the school? You'll question yourself for, you know, weeks on end, and then you'll make it through, or you'll leave. But I think online school is gonna be interesting to see. You know, is it gonna be easier? Is it gonna be harder? Are they not gonna be prepared for sophomore year correctly? I guess we'll have to see. But
you're adding a lot of suspense to the rising freshmen, I must say.
Yeah, I mean, if there are any rising freshmen listening, first of all, congratulations. It's not the easiest thing to get into the school. I know, you know, it's a pretty big achievement, I guess. You know, you have to prepare for the test, you have to prepare for the essay. You beat like 1,600 kids, you know, making it in. I think that's... it's pretty formidable.
Yeah, against all odds.
Yeah. So, let's move on. Moving on to paragraph 4. What has happened is that the administration went to a fucking incompetent, I'll say it, leader, and the school has only gone downhill from there. She had a bachelor's in communications, a master in supervision in a business environment, and only then got a doctorate in education management. She would be fine at literally any other high school, but TJ is not something that she fundamentally understands. She doesn't understand how to correctly run a school like TJ, so she runs TJ like any other school. The problem here is that we take college-level classes for normal classes, and it really only goes up from there. Ever heard the phrase, once you finish TJ, college is a breeze? They're really not shitting you. Because in some aspects, the stress of TJ surpasses anything you'll take even as a grad student. When you take the rigor of TJ and run it as a regular high school, there is so little room for success, it's insane. College works here because you've made mistakes in high school and you're a much stronger person than you were then. And you usually live there and have much more time. The administration needs to take a fucking hint about what they're doing. It's reckless. Reckless is the only word to define it. So yeah, I know we haven't really been here, you know, too long, but
so we really can't say anything about it. But
you know, I think there is a fair bit of stuff to be said. I think that a lot of people really don't like the new principal. You know, just talking to some of the upperclassmen last year. And, you know, I think there was a lot of backlash, especially class of 22, I mean, sorry, class of 2020 and class of 2019. They really
I mean, to be honest, like, TJ kind of is now, my opinion, I feel like TJ is not, like, a school where you can, like, I mean, like, it's still, like, a place where you can learn and all, but, like, it's kind of turned into more so, like, a glorified school, like, it's a trophy school, right? It's, like, bedecked in jewels and, like, trophies and all that, like, jazz, you know?
It's, like,
and, like, it's more so exhibiting it, but not building on it, you know?
I definitely agree with you there. You know, it's like there is a lot of pride that comes with going to school here, but I don't think that the administration has really taken the correct stance on what sort of teaching styles should be employed. And I know there were some programs in place before the podcast started. Me and Sejnu were actually talking about Challenge Success, which was, I think it was a new program, right? That they had implemented this year, if I'm correct.
Yeah, because I think Stanford was behind it, right?
They did. Stanford came out, they did a study or two, and they were like, oh, let's do Challenge Success. I actually don't think it did all that much. I think it might have done more for the teachers than what it actually did for us. And I
really didn't see, like, the effects of it.
I hope that there were some, you know, profound effects that, you know, maybe the teachers saw that we didn't. But I think we, you know, there were the smarter goals, and there were assignment requirements that were placed on the teachers, which I don't know. I thought that was a little bit weird. I don't know if you had similar experiences, or maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. I haven't really, like, encountered Challenge Success that much. Yeah,
it was...
Like, I don't really have enough to say about it, you know?
To me...
It was just kind of, like, there. Like, okay, we're gonna do it. But, like, it really didn't have, like, a lasting impact. But then again, I think it's, like, probably, like, its second year into implementation. So, I mean, hopefully it becomes better. But if it doesn't, then that's gonna be a problem, of course, so...
I mean, yeah, to me, Challenge Success was just a bit of a really weird fever dream. I don't really remember it all that well. I don't remember having any profound effects. You know, others may have differing opinions, but that's just what I have to say. Yeah. Moving on to the last paragraph. TJ doesn't work, and we need some serious change in how the school is structured. Because in good time, this will just be a hard high school. And we know that it isn't. Or else they wouldn't slap a 10% acceptance rate on the cover. Everyone here is talented in their own way, and the school needs to get their shit together and own up to it. So please, I'd just like everyone to know that you are in fact overworked, and this stress is too much for any teenager to handle. But just know that you will make it through. Cry yourself to sleep every night, do drugs, be angry, be tired. Yell at your parents for being inconsiderate fucks. But just know that there will be a person who goes in, and there will be a person who comes out after 4 years. And that person will still be around to tell the story.
Yeah, just don't do drugs. Yeah.
That's a different episode. Yeah. But, TLDR. TJ is seriously underplayed, and every single one of us deserves a fucking Nobel Prize for the shit we go through. Don't ever compare yourself to another person who goes here. The administration is shit. Good night. What a good way to end it.
Man, Anon really ended it pretty well.
Yeah. Interesting. I think that's a really good viewpoint on how to handle this school. Because I don't think the school is really made for people to succeed to their full potential. Maybe I don't see it yet. But I think that I think I'll go back on what you said a little bit earlier, and I think that the school has turned into a bit of a pressure cooker for some people.
Yeah.
I think that the environment that we're put in on a day-to-day basis. And I know I may be speaking out of turn, you know, just as a rising sophomore. But I think from what I've seen, the environment that people here, that they're put into on a daily basis is really just too much for anyone to handle. And I think that
it's abnormal.
I think there is some truth to TJ really being some sick, twisted social experiment, because it's not good for people to have that much stress in their life, especially being a high school student. It's not good for anybody. And I think the point of high school is not to learn, you know, until you can't learn anymore, or it's not to, you know, be in 50 relationships. I think it's to strike a good balance between, you know, school and your social life. And that balance is probably different for everyone. And I think TJ doesn't allow people to really strike that balance well. Or maybe it does. Because I think, I don't know.
I mean, in my opinion, I felt like I kind of found balance pretty quickly, because like I really didn't go into the mindset saying like, oh, I need to be first, I need to be last, because like my parents, specifically my dad, really didn't care about like my first or last. It's like he told me this one line, and he said like, you're not the best, you're among the best. And it's kind of like I live by that now.
Yeah, I think that's a really good thing to live by.
Also, another one of the lines that Anon states is in the too long didn't read part, was that Anon said, don't ever compare yourself to another person who goes here. I mean, like, that's really true, because like
that is, yeah,
because yeah, I think, like, it adds on to the stress, like, oh, I have to beat this guy or a girl, and it's just like, oh, buddy boy, like, oh dear, she got an A, I need to do better.
Yeah. Like, I think I'm definitely guilty of having that mindset coming in here.
Yeah, I fell into that trap in middle school, and luckily I learned my mistakes and have kind of like tried my best not like to hold my urges and not trying to compare with other people. I mean, there are some instances where I'm like, oh dang, he's super smart, why can't I be like him? Or like, she's super smart, why can't I be like her? And it's just like all very, it kind of like puts a stress on me, but I try my best to like control my urges. And yeah,
control my urges. That's fun. Yeah, I think every single one of us definitely does deserve a fucking Nobel Prize for the shit that people go through, because I don't think that this school was really designed to be easy.
Of course, yeah. This is like a place where you have like real life opportunities, like opportunities that like you could not get at like a regular high school.
Sure. And I think,
and naturally, I think you need to work hard for those opportunities, right?
I also think that there's another side of the coin where I don't think that it's fair to put anybody through the type of harsh transition that TJ puts people through, because there are a number of people who come out of TJ having taken the transition that they would normally have taken through high school and college, and maybe a little bit after. They took that life transition and they sort of like squashed it down into 4 years. And so I think a lot of people come out a lot stronger, a lot more, you know, mature, and a lot more developed. And I think that's also true. No, I think that a lot of people also come out a lot more broken than how they were before they came in. And I think that it's important that we really take a look and understand the serious ramifications of putting people through, you know, this experience, and having some people who come out and they, you know, find success, and then having some people who are seriously, you know, messed up from all of the horrible, you know, insurmountable amounts of stress that they went through here. And I think that the administration and really us as a community, we need to just do a little bit more self-reflection and really take a look back on how we, because I think we really need to stop leaving those people behind, because I think that's what happens, is that there will be some people who find success and there will be some people who won't, and we leave those people behind.
Yeah, you can even see it in like elementary school as well. Like you can see like the class is pretty much segregated into like the not so bright kids and like the very bright kids, and the teacher tends to pay attention more attention to the bright kids because it's less work for them to in some cases, you know, or it can be the other way around where the teacher pays so much attention to the kids in need that the kids that are like excelling don't have anywhere to go above and beyond and like are pretty much like left alone, right?
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that's true all throughout society. But I think here we really need to just, you know, work on it, because I think once we start leaving people behind, we eventually leave more and more people behind until everybody feels left behind in some way.
Yeah.
So everybody feels ignored, and it's just not good for such a tough environment. I think it's important that, you know, I know this is sort of corny, but I think that it's really important that we start to stick together a little bit more.
Yeah, it's not like survival of the fittest.
Yeah, I think
there is some aspect of survival of the fittest, but like it shouldn't be 100% that. Like you should also like work with others, help them also get out of the light as well. Like help them overcome their challenges as well, and that's like, and that makes you like a better person as well in the process because you're helping someone else.
Yeah, right. I think that's really important. I think that's a wrap. I think we'll bring it to a close.
Yep.
So yeah, I just wanted to give a quick thank you to everybody for making this far.
This was a very insightful discussion with you, Rushal.
Yeah, you too, Sishnu. I think I'm really excited to see where this podcast goes, and I'm hoping that we'll keep a few listeners along the way.
Yep.
So yeah, I just want to say thank you for making this far to everyone. I guess I'm just grateful. But yeah, so I know just as of yesterday, we just made it onto Apple Podcasts, so they accepted us. So if you do have an iOS device, be sure to find us there. It's a little podcast app, has a little eye on it. I don't know, it's purple, I think. And so yeah, check out our website.
At dearnon.crucialnet.org or bit.ly/dearnon.
That's correct. And we are looking for people to guest star on our next episode. So please fill out the form on our website. We're really excited to get the show on the road in the most literal sense of the phrase.
Yeah.
And I'd really like to see what other people have to say about different topics. And so, just want to say again, a big thank you, for everyone supporting us as we roll out the gates,
till next time. Yeah. Till next time.
Sincerely, Rushal, and,
Sahishnu Hanuman Seti.
Cue the outro. Oh, is that it?
Yep.
All right. Cool.